WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jolie Holland's new collection of songs is called Springtime Can Kill You. A former member of the rock band The Be Good Tanyas, Holland has spent the past few years making music that rock critic Ken Tucker says moves further and further away from anything resembling conventional rock or pop. Here's his review.
I'm flirting with the birds. I'm talking to the weeds. Look what you've done to me. I'm still.
Jolie Holland sings in a slurry murmur, as though you know the words she's going to sing before she sings them, that you share her mood and her point of view. And so why should she bother to enunciate when she can just talk softly into your ear and confirm your feelings? But chances are, you aren't feeling nearly as downbeat as Holland is throughout her new third recording. You have to be pretty down to call your album Springtime Can Kill You, don't you think?
Feeling my blues. I tear myself away. Hey, we'll never have to hear what I had to say.
If you're not tuned in to Jolie Holland's wavelength, she can seem mannered and forced. All these songs about being misunderstood, ignored by the person she's in love with, the self-pity and accusation in a simple line like, "Look what you've done to me." Holland has the blues, and she sings them as though she's staggering aimlessly down the street. Most singers of sad songs want you to think they're moaning from deep in the night, but there are a lot of birds in Jolie Holland's compositions. She's clearly a daytime depressive, an observant one, who looks up to the sky to confirm the worst, rather than navel-gazing or staring at her shoes. This is good for her work. It gives her a store of imagery and a sense of purpose that keeps her mannerisms in check.
Oh, the sun is too bright, and the mountains are too far, and there's nowhere in town I can get to. In my broken car, I've got nowhere to go but to sleep. I would shut my eyes, but I've got promises.
Holland, in her 30s, a self-taught player of guitar, piano, accordion, fiddle, and banjo, has an affinity for self-mythologizing singer-songwriters like Tom Waits. And as such, she can be pretty insufferable in interviews. When she makes music, however, what she calls her sullen songs, they take on the right edge of anger and self-righteousness.
But like a stubborn beast, while the barn is on fire, I might resist you when you try to save my life. I might resist you when you try to save my life. Well, I can't see that door. this is where I've taken my solace and my place. The walls are caving in, but I am still stubborn based. Why don't you talk?
Jolie Holland manufactures the best kind of phony baloney bluster. She constantly claims to regret having a perpetually broken heart, even as the greasy, glowing gleam in her voice tells you that she gets off on her sadness. She's that rarity, an insensitive singer-songwriter. She acts as though she doesn't care what you think, and in the process, makes you care intensely about her moaning and whining.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Springtime Can Kill You by Jolie Holland. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a classic arranged by Arif Mardin, a producer and arranger who was with Atlantic Records from 1963 to 2001 and helped create their sound. He died yesterday.